Okay, here we go. So,
same.
So the sefer we use is the Kitzel Chashavas, which we've used many times in Yeshiva. Those that have been here. What? Yeah. And those that the yeshiva for sure has boxes in of these sperm in the long run. So
yeah, Rob, the print if you like to read this.
You. Okay, here we go. So he starts with Hakdama, where he quotes two Chazalim. Chazal in one place says that if everyone would keep one Shabbos, the Gula would come, Mashiach would come, and second place says you have to keep two Shabbos. And he's bothered with the Sphira. That's right. You gotta do two of them. So he's bothered with the Sphira. Is it one Shabbos or two Shabbos? So look at the second paragraph. He says, Chazal Amru, Umale Yisom Shamrim Shtei Shabbosim Miyadhim Nigolim. If Klai Yisom would keep two Shabbosim, they would be immediately redeemed. V'yesh Lahavim, Lo Be'emet Lo Yasvik Abishmiz Shabbos Achas. Why isn't it enough with one Shabbos? Why do you need two Shabbosim? So he says he wants to explain that just like Shabbos is Mashpia, Shabbos has the power to influence the week that's coming after Shabbos, so too Shabbos itself is Mashpia on the next Shabbos. So therefore he says Shabbos is two Shabbos which are together is like one big Shabbos, it's one unit. So when Klai Yisrael will keep only one Shabbos, they're still missing a certain Hashpa. Two Shabbosim creates that unit. So therefore, we need to, what he's trying to bring out over here for us is that learning about Hilchos Shabbos is important in leading up to the Geula. It's important for bringing Klai Yisrael closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we have to study why. Why is Shabbos so special? What is special about the day of Shabbos?
Funny three, not two.
Same, but it's a unit. That's what you say. Just to keep in mind, Shabbos is a day where you're spending with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a day where we do all ruchnias. We daven more on Shabbos. We eat seudos on Shabbos. Our day is a day with spending with Hashem Yisbarach. Now, the idea behind Shabbos is to remember that Hashem created the world and He continues to run this world and He's involved in every detail of this world down to its finest detail. That is what Shabbos is supposed to bring out to us. That's the lesson of Shabbos. So just like Hashem rested, so too we rest. But Hashem rested after creation of the world, so too we remember that Hashem created the world. Now, when one thinks about this, one remembers this, it automatically brings him more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because now I feel like I am in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then when I go out during the week to work, where it's very easy for a person at the time when he's working and he's creating on his own to think, oh, I am running the world, or to some extent I'm a partner in running the world, and forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world. But with Shabbos, that reminds us, no, even what you're doing is all dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Then you become a true partner to this world, and that's when you zeichet to bracha. Because then there's kedusha. When there's less separations between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when I knock out those separations, brings me closer. And when you're closer, there's more bracha. And that's why Shabbos is kihi mikar bracha. So we'll see. First, we'll start off with the halachas of kavod and oinig Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos and enjoying Shabbos. But when we get to the malachas, we'll see that the 39 malachas, I learned that from the Mishkan, from the building of the Mishkan. The 39 malachas that are us on Shabbos are 39 malachas of creativity, of creating something. That's the idea behind those malachas, of creating something. On Shabbos, we rest from doing those malachas because we just leave it purely for Hashem to remember that even during the week when we're doing it, it's also in the hands of Hashem. Okay. Aleph, covered a Shabbos. So now we're going to talk about honoring Shabbos. There are two separate halachas. There's the halach of honoring Shabbos, and there's the halach of oinig, which is enjoying Shabbos. Now, covered Shabbos is mainly before Shabbos. You honor Shabbos by cleaning the house for Shabbos, taking a bath, bathing for Shabbos, taking a haircut when the barber's open. And then there's lighting the neiris. There's all different things you do before Shabbos that's covered for Shabbos. Then there's oinig Shabbos, which is mainly on Shabbos that I eat good foods. Right, you have to save the good foods, the schnitzel, the fresh schnitzel for Shabbos.
That's what I
want to
do.
Oh, wonderful, oinig Shabbos. So we need good food, good drinks, and you gotta enjoy Shabbos. You gotta look forward to Shabbos as a day that of enjoyment. There could be also a din simcha. We find simcha on Yadiv. There's a question if there's a din simcha on Shabbos. But kavwa. That's right. There's a question whether there is a mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. That there will be enough gemina bas behind. That's right. Okay, so let's see the halacha. Kavod a Shabbos. Since the day of Shabbos is very important, right? We compare the coming of Shabbos to the greeting of a kala. Right? That's why we say bayichala bayichala. We're greeting Shabbos as a kala. What? Bayichala bayichala. Because the dictum. Begay kefes b'rosh mila, when you have the letter chaf in the beginning of a word, if it's not if the aleph hef of yod, a little. This is the Rishayim talk about ksubis. You should know from ksubis. Anyways. What? Stop skipping the dictic rashis and you'll know a little bit. Okay. Fine. Ukvadim ha-kazal b'yase, the b'yas kala. M'chuyavim anu l'chaveg em kajze yesh m'shayam. We have a chiyuv to honor this day, to respect this day more than other days. The gilu lanu chazal api hanavim beizo even lechabit. Now chazal revealed to us how you should be mechabit it. So the pasuk tells us v'chibatim aseis drachecha. There's also dinim of kavod on Shabbos. I was telling you about the dinim of kavod before Shabbos, which we'll learn about soon. But he over here is telling us that there's dinim of kavod on Shabbos. How? By making the day of Shabbos different than during the week. Because the Navi tells us the way you walk on Shabbos should not be the same way you walk during the week. During the week you run. You're always in a rush to get to work, to get to yeshiva. You're running. On Shabbos, you only run to a mitzvah. You don't run otherwise. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that because even running to shul, you may not be able to run the full from your house to the shul. You're only allowed to run the part which is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah of running to shul? Once you get to the chutz of the shul, right? If it's the shul that has someone know where you're running when you're five blocks away. So if you're holding your talis in your hand, people know you're running to shul.
Otherwise, Mar Zayin.
Not Mar Zayin, it's the issa to run a Shabbos if it's not Dvar Mitzvah. That's not called a mitzvah. Okay.
No, running in the chutz is not going to help you get there faster.
But it shows a covenant for davening. Right, it's not a vart of getting there faster, it's a vart that I run to do a mitzvah. Sports, okay, we'll speak all these things. Sports, we spoke about when we were in Pennsylvania. We said, if you're wearing your suit when you're playing the sports, then you could. Because then it's different during the week.
In Pennsylvania, it was the air this year.
That also. The air got knocked down, you know that? The air got knocked down.
When?
Recently. They sent me a Winkler sent me a message to find out who's the guy we got to put it up to fix it. It was a storm or something. Yeah. Okay. Chibatim asayis rochecha v'darshu shetzich lechavda v'halicha fine. We're going to learn about each one of these. Mimsechevscha means you shouldn't be dealing with your business on Shabbos. Vedaber dava means the way you speak on Shabbos should be different than the way you speak during the weekday. During the weekday, no, we're talking about speaking now. Speaking. Looking at magazines could be a problem during the week also. It's betul Torah for a Talmid Chacham like you. We change our clothing on Shabbos. You know why we wear different clothing on Shabbos? Either out to cover Shabbos, or there's a second reason, to remind us constantly that Shabbos, so we don't do it soon.
Oh, you what?
Okay, in Tzivu Lanu Shetrichem Lechavde Bechsus Nikia, Gam La Ungoy B'machol of Maravi should make enjoyable with sweet foods. So we're going to learn about each one of these separately. About sports, Reuven Feinstein said that his father, Rav Moshe, told him that you could play sports, but you have to wear your Shabbos clothing. Because it has to be different. You can't play in your Shabbos clothing in the same way you can play during the week, right? It's hard. That's what he said over. Reuven Feinstein, the shame his father of Moshe. Okay. He says his aunt is in his bar mitzvah. His bar mitzvah suit had holes in them. His aunt was like, what's going on here? Because he played ball in his suit. Reuven. He was born in America. David, I just read they said David was. Came to America 8 years old and he knew Tanakh Bal Peh already by then.
Eight, but he
couldn't use, and they're not sure exactly how he learned it because he was not allowed to use, at that time the Russians were not letting him open Sfarim. Only if you were ready, religious to find, but children, they didn't let them learn from Sfarim.
That was the
there that they had, the Soviets.
So
he said, so they're assuming that Rav Moshe must, he will listen to Rav Moshe reading Tanakh.
Okay.
And then he picked it up. That's what Reuven said.
That's what he said?
This is the interview with Rav Reuven I was reading last night.
Where is this?
In the Ami. Not the, a few weeks ago.
David Feinstein article?
The one you want me to bring
in? I didn't read the
Ami,
I read the
Mishpah. Ramesh is the fly through. I remember I saw him when I was younger. I saw him.
Rabbi laid eyes on him.
Yeah. He used to fly through Mishnahs. Like he tossed on the top of the page with his magnifying glass. He's like, go straight down.
Oh, when he was older.
And he used like Yachim Bayez. I was never able to figure out because there's like Rav, Rabbeinu Tanura, and then there's Mefarshim on the bottom. And he just like started on the top page, went straight down.
Oh, he wouldn't go for long?
Straight down, next page. He used to say Tilm a lot.
He said people should know either Gemara, Mishnah, Yisbal, Ben, not to know it. He said, so if there's a place where you can't open a safe because it's disrespectful, you'll be able to say.
Right.
He said, when people are thinking they're learning Mishnah, Yisbal,
Ben. Reuven said by himself, Reuven said, he's finished kitzer many, many times because he carries a kitzer around with him, and when he's standing in line, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, he learns kitzer. Before you know it, you finish kitzer. So carry a kitzer around one pocket, a schneis in another pocket, and leave your smartphone in the car, and then you'll be able to learn your Okay. Okay, so this is the introduction. Okay, the second halach over here is kesusniki. We need to wear clean clothing. Chazal were mitzava us to wear nice, clean clothing for Shabbos. And the best thing is that it should be miyucha for Shabbos. The Rishonim talk about, like I mentioned before, another reason why to wear nice clothing for Shabbos. To remind you that Shabbos is a different day and there's Yisurim. They shouldn't be over any Yisurim of Shabbos. Now, there's a discussion which clothing, how much clothing do you need to change for Shabbos?
For your abilities.
Let's say you have the ability to change shoes. Do you need to have a separate shoes for Shabbos?
Glasses.
It's crazy. Glasses, right?
The more you change, right?
So Shiva still has Shabbos glasses?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah?
Who are we talking about?
Right,
so
the what?
Chazan
Ish would change Yamka. Chazan Ish, right? Tzitzis, Yamka. Again, each person has to feel what they feel close to what will change their day. They'll see Shabbos with different glasses, with different views.
All of you will say that.
What? Try it.
Literally, they'll see with a different view.
That's right.
You know, the people that say, like, oh, buying for Shabbos, everything's free and all that, is that actually...
We'll discuss that. We'll get there. I turn the page for those that have a safer. Your clothing shouldn't be the same on Shabbos as during the week. Pinal Shali Day, Shimahadrin Luvah, Shbegal Noam Beshabbos, and Machab the Menais Nechashiv Zemakasha Day. Right, if you stop for a moment to think, why am I wearing different clothing today?
Special day.
Well, moving Me'atzma, Sheikhali Bemitzvah Kibbut Shabbos, Ben Shu Bebase Mishpachta, it is important also. Makes no difference where you are, whether you're in Yeshiva, whether you're at home, or you're on some Yeshuv, or you're on some kibbutz. Wherever you are, there's a din of Kavod Shabbos. And if Kavod Shabbos says, wear clean, nice clothing for Shabbos, even if you're the only guy changing into a suit, and all your American friends moved here so that they don't have to wear a suit on Shabbos, wear a suit anyways.
What about the desert Shabbos when we're wearing the jalabias?
Okay, that was your miyachad is the big day Shabbos.
I should wear my kol hat to my Adidas.
Well, that was some people. It was like 20 out of 100, you know?
Okay. Now one should be already dressed by the time Shabbos comes in. Not that if the Shabbos came in already, then you're starting to get dressed. By the time Shabbos starts, that's when you should be dressed already. A lady for when she's lying in the Neiris, a man for when he's accepting Shabbos, which is at least 2 or 3 minutes before Shkia. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.